Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC, terms apply.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, 4 different colorways to choose from, and 3 noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Look at this motherfucker coming in here with tank tops on, all greased up. Is that grease or is that your sweat?
I'm not greased up. Don't act like I put oil on.
It looks like you're greasy, man.
That's just a shimmer of sunlight coming off my shoulder muscle.
Your greased up shoulders.
I didn't put grease on. I didn't want you to stop saying that I put grease on.
Grease is the word, baby. Don't be mad.
I don't want you to think that right before the podcast, I apply oil to my body.
Well, I mean, they can see us now, so.
Well, they can see us. Eventually, they're going to be able to see all of it.
I'm so scared.
Daniel is the only one, and Joelle, with a really great-looking camera.
My camera has
it. Doesn't look good. Look at how good Daniel's camera is. This is what I'm telling you. That like we're trying to make this show highly produced, and you and I still have the old fucking camera from the monitor.
But Joel's camera's looking great too now.
Yeah, Joel's.
That's good. What he said. He said Joel got the good camera. Daniel got the good camera.
By the way, I saw a new thing you and I might like. I bought it, and I thought we could test it, because one thing I don't like about having an external nicer camera is that I'm not looking at you guys. So this is a thing that I saw online, that it's a 4K camera, but it sort of drops down, like the cord kind of like hangs over the screen a bit. So you're still looking at the people, but it's a higher quality camera that comes in the computer.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I thought I'd try it out, and that way Donald might be more apt to upgrade as well, because...
Well, I am going to the pet store today.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Going to upgrade your pets?
Yeah. While out, perhaps I could stop by a Best Buy or a...
Oh, okay. I see.
Something like that.
No, this thing's on the interweb, Donald. I don't think it's at Best Buy, but I don't know. I'll try it out and see if it looks as good as Daniel's does. Because as the audience knows, we were given cameras as good as Daniel's, but you started using yours for animation and seem reluctant to reset it up in the podcast setting.
It was a little bit of a tricky setup, if you recall how we had to set it up. There was an HDMI cable involved.
Not that tricky.
There was a different type of setting on the camera. And, you know, my mental capacity is just that's bandwidth, if I'm correct. I didn't have it at the time and might not have it right now, but eventually. Because I know how important this podcast is.
Well, we have to be clear with each other now that we're going to be putting these on YouTube. Do we want it to look good or not? Because
I definitely want it to look good. But
I
the
look
thing
at
is,
some of these podcasts of people who take it seriously, and they're so beautifully shot. Now, granted, most of those people are in studios and they're in person with their guests, and ours is all over Zoom. But still, you look at people and they have a nice camera, they have nice lighting, they have a backdrop. I don't know if we're ever going to get to that.
I don't know if we're good like that.
Okay.
What?
I don't know if that's our thing. You know what I mean? I think our thing is this is our thing. I mean, I think this is way more rawer than.
It's not a big difference, Donald. It's just about changing your camera to a camera that looks as good as Daniel's.
I don't like Daniel's camera, and I don't like Joel's camera. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I like the look of I'm just bullshitting. I'm just bullshitting.
I don't have the bandwidth for this conversation. How are you, Joel? You look very pretty today.
Thank you so much, Zach. That's very kind of you.
What are you guys up to? What have you been doing? I've been animating. I don't know about you. What have you been doing?
You know, you've been animating. You post a lot. You've been posting up a storm, I see, on the Instagram. Lots of stories.
I'm trying to get nice with it. But you know what? I have been posting up with lots of stories. It's just I got nostalgic all of a sudden. I went through my Instagram for the first time, and I saw all of these things. And I was like, how many – in my head, I was like, how many golf – there was a golf phase, obviously. I didn't realize my golf phase – was that fucking big.
You really went deep on golf.
I went deep into golf, and it was so big that after a while I was like, all right, this might be way too many golf story posts for a day.
I didn't know what was happening because you put as many posts up as one possibly could.
Yeah, and
I thought maybe he's high and nostalgic. Was I right?
Somebody, absolutely. Somebody asked me, have you been hacked? Yeah. It's like, no, I'm good.
I know you well enough to know that you were probably stoned and
out of my mind.
By the way, I ran into Seth Green and Brecken Meyer, your buddies.
Oh. Where'd you run into them at?
Asanabo.
Would you motherfucker, you went to Asanabo?
Yeah, Asanabo, for those of you who don't live in the Los Angeles area, is a really, really good sushi restaurant. And I went there and I saw them on a double date together.
They were there with their wives?
Yeah. Okay. And they didn't ask you. They didn't invite you.
they know better. They know I don't go out.
They know that you don't leave your house to go to restaurants.
They know. They were like, he's probably at home animating.
But I haven't seen Seth in a while, so it was nice to see him and say hello.
Yeah. How's Asanabo? I haven't been there in a while.
Do you guys ever go there, Joel or Daniel?
Never been, but now I'm regretting it.
I haven't been there yet.
It's in the valley next to CBS Radford, and it's in a strip mall. And you wouldn't think that it doesn't, from the outside, look like it's going to be an amazing sushi restaurant, but it really is. It's one of my favorites in LA.
That was my neck of the woods.
I used to go there all the time, and I would stand and wait because I would never have a reservation. That used to be my jam.
Bill Lawrence introduced it to me, actually.
Ooh. He introduced it to all of us, actually.
Yeah.
Early on in Scrubs, too. Really early on in Scrubs.
Yeah. Well, it was one of Bill's favorites, too. What were you going to ask, Daniel?
What was your bite of the night?
Oh, it's hard to say. They just do, they do this blackened miso cod.
Ooh. That was the first place I ever had that, too, I think.
Mm. Mm. I'm getting my stomach moving thinking
about it. What is that crab roll? What is that crab roll that comes with the tiny little crabs on the plate and you can eat them like, fried and you can eat the whole crab itself like it's like a little
like a soft tiny, shell crab.
No, that shit is not a. It's like a little tiny baby crab, and they fry that shit, and then you put that shit in your mouth and you're eating a whole crab. It's delicious.
I don't know, but they also do these like lettuce cups of Chilean sea bass. It's really, really good. Mm.
If you're into raw fish or cooked fish,
yeah, they have everything.
What I remember, Asanabo was amazing. I've been Katsuya.
They used to have a Michelin star, actually.
Really?
I guess Michelin stars come out every year because they have some plaques. Mm-hmm. They have plaques on the wall from having Michelin stars, yeah. But they're not the current year, but they had one.
Interesting. I wonder.
That must be such a bummer if you get a Michelin star and you're so geeked and then someone takes it away. Like, what? We didn't change anything.
It's the same restaurant. It's an
annual list that Michelin, yes, the tire company, drops of their global favorite restaurants, and stars rank from 1 to 3. And a joy of living in the LA area is we have so many. It's like one of my favorite pastimes.
I think I read that the reason, because I always wondered why is the tire company have this like mega list of restaurants? And I think it began to inspire people to travel and thus wear out their tires and try new restaurants.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm all for a Michelin star restaurant.
Hell yeah.
Now ones are rare, but like they get more rare as you go up, right? Like a 3 is super rare.
Yes.
I want to eat at a Three. Have you ever eaten at a Three?
I don't think I have ever eaten at a Three. Oh, maybe I have. What's that? What's that super fancy restaurant in like?
My mouth is watering.
Anoma. That's,
we're not even talking about the food.
I know what you're talking
what's
about.
What's her name? It's a famous female chef. Joelle, are you looking it up?
I'm trying. Yeah, not Renee Redzepi.
No, it's in the Bay Area, and if you say the name, I'll know it. She's a very famous female chef. I'm going on the talk tomorrow for Amanda's birthday.
Nice. Oh, that's exciting. Are you surprising Amanda? Does she know you're going to be there?
Amanda knows I'm going to be. It's her birthday show on the talk. They always make a big deal out of that. And I'm going to go talk to Amanda and give her love. And I'm going to plug the French girl.
Nice.
Sorry, there's
and
no
you're gonna plug fake girl. Doctors, real friends.
I'm going to plug fake doctors, real friends.
Because we're rebranding, people. We're rebranding.
Well, no, it's the same show. We're just going to run out of Scrubs episodes. Rebranding. By the way, speaking of that, I have to say that I'm shocked to say I laughed a lot watching this episode.
Of course you did. Of course you
did. This is a funny one.
Of course you did.
I feel like I should eat crow because I got to tell the audience I laughed a lot watching this episode. And Joelle wrote in her notes that Donald was very funny in this episode. I didn't know why she didn't say I wasn't really
funny. I'm sorry, Zach. You were also very funny. I highlighted some very funny moments for you as well.
Joelle, the note specifically said, and you know Donald doesn't read these, I do. The note specifically said, Donald is very funny in this episode.
It was funny because usually you don't see Donald as like a secondary character. And so for him to just constantly be popping up and just landing joke after, I was like, this is so a new space for him and it's very funny. And I could have watched you just be a teacher in the background for forever. Love it's it. Hilarious.
Thank you, Joelle. I'm going to say something. I did not think the show was funny at all.
Controversy. Well,
I like the fact that we're in the show and stuff like that, but it just didn't connect. What the fuck is Kelso doing at the bar? There's just so many moments.
When is Kelso not at the bar? What?
No, but it didn't make any, I don't know, man. It was
Kelso's an alcoholic and he.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you can piece it together logically and stuff like that. It just seemed like everything was really convenient in this episode. And I've seen this episode before with, you know, Sandy Chapman doing this character. It just seemed like the same shit over again. And it's not like we got new people watching Scrubs. So I've seen this episode maybe four times now in the whole entirety. And so in saying that, no disrespect to anybody in it and everybody, it just seemed like the same show.
All right. Well, much like the people that Joelle has debate at the end of the show, whether it's season 9 is good or not, we will get into it.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate.
All right, one thing I noticed is that the show, this is for you film geeks out there, the show has moved to video, and to compensate, they've added this grain effect to make it look like film, but it's way too much. And for those of you who notice that kind of thing, this was in the early stages of HD video, and they've really added a fake grain effect to the whole show to make it seem like it's 16 millimeter film. Anyway, I noticed that for the first time today. This is season 9, episode 2.
Directed by Mike McDonald.
Directed by Mike McDonald, who's a very funny man. So Drew is forced to wear a number 1 at all times on his chest because Dr. Cox is obsessed with embarrassing him, but also he's decided to go all in on Drew being his favorite intern.
Did it feel weird that Dr. Cox still called JD Newbie in the beginning?
I think that's a brand forever. He's been branded that way forever.
Okay.
You didn't laugh when I say you're dangerous, aren't you? And I bet you listen to rap music.
I didn't. I did not.
Well, you did because you wrote it in your notes.
I liked it. I did.
Drew is dangerous. He listens to rap music. And I noticed that this college is called Winston University after Randall Winston. Did you notice that?
I was wondering what kind of college is this and how, and if there is a, like, this is the thing. Scrubs went from totally believable to this ultimate fantasy world, it seems like, out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, we're thrown into it. There is no college like this in the history of colleges where you freaking are in the classroom, in the quad, and then you're in the freaking, and then you're in the hospital, a working hospital. There's all on the same campus.
I don't know that that's accurate, Donald. I do think that there are university hospitals.
Not like this. Not like this.
Rush Medical is like this. I will say it all looks like it's happening, if not in the same building, very close. And I do think medical campuses tend to be more spread out.
Well, let's just use UCLA as our closest example. The UCLA hospital is within 100 yards of dorms and quads and classrooms.
It feels like a fantasy world. It doesn't feel like medical school. It feels like even inside the OR, like Scrubs had this feeling of realistic and everything like that. This feels glossed. This feels...
No,
this
I agree. I mean, you're definitely switching from... I think you're right. And it's a lesson in sets versus the real locations. I mean, we were shooting in a real rundown hospital. And now these are glossy sets. And it feels modern and new. It doesn't even feel like an old university. It feels like a brand new university. Mm-hmm. Cole pushes a patient's leg aside to sit on the bed and hit on Joe. Because Cole has moved on from Lucy. And now he wants to get some of Denise.
Yeah, but Cole is sexually harassing.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
On a level that is like... This dude could go to jail. Can you get locked up for talking to people? Or
he could certainly be fired from or let go from this program for sexually harassing all these women.
Like, this is like next level harassing.
Yeah, the picture alone last episode, that could have been a legal situation. Right. For sure.
And he says to Denise, the only way to get rid of old King Cole is to sleep with him until he gets bored with you.
What a douche, yo. Gross. Like, even Joella's sitting there like, I fucking want to kill him.
I hate Cole, which is a shame because I love Dave Franco. Dave Franco is
such a good actor that you really that you really believe that he's this horrible person.
Yeah, he really does crush on this show, man. He does a good job, man.
And he's so handsome, for God's sakes. He's a handsome man.
Definitely.
He really plays a jerk so well. He's like an old school 80s movie villain.
Mm-hmm. Who would that be like back in the day? What's the dude's name that played Ultron? Spade?
I was thinking of like in high school movies, like, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
James Spader?
Yeah, Spader, that's him. He was the ultimate dick in those movies back in the day.
I look in and I see Turk teaching a class and JD says, in this light, you look like Denzel
and the Great Debaters.
I don't even know what the Great Debaters reference is.
It's a movie with, I believe, Kiki Palmer's in it.
Indeed, she is.
Yeah, it's a Denzel movie where he's a teacher and he's teaching these kids how to debate. And I think it might even be based on
real events. Yes,
real
it is.
Real events, yeah.
This is classic black cinema. Yeah. Every black person saw this movie when it came out.
This came out after Remember the Titans, too. Like, this is when he was on his I'm going to make history movies, pretty much. Like, he was doing his thing. And he was going through it, finding young talent. I remember Denzel's tour of let's make historical movies and bring out, like, there was the one where he was the boxer and he goes to jail and the young man is the one that fights to get him out. And then there's the one, Antoine Fisher story. There's this one, The Great Debaters. Remember the Titans? I remember this moment in time where Denzel was doing this. It's a nice 10-year span.
And I never saw the movie. Does it hold up? Is it a good movie?
It's a great movie.
This shit is fire. So good. And Kiki's fire in it too, man.
And like, it's got Journey Smollett is in it, who's also fabulous. Glenn Powell randomly has a role in here, really early for him.
Oh, I'm gonna put that on my list. The Great Debaters. I didn't know, I usually know a Denzel reference. I didn't know this one.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these fine words.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC, terms apply.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Joe's losing wood in the closet.
Yeah, I mean, Denise says that she's losing wood because Drew isn't hooking up with her fast enough. That's not a term I've ever heard a woman say.
Never heard a woman say this either.
Can a woman gain wood?
Joel,
like, this is a question. Can the does the clitoris, doesn't that
get hard? Yes,
when horny and stimulated.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she was saying it more colloquially.
She was saying that her clitoris was dropping. Who's to say Joe doesn't have a big clitoris?
She's probably just talking about her libido. I don't want to talk about
Joe's anatomy. You don't think she was talking about her clitoris?
She was thinking about her libido.
She was like, oh, my clitoris is going down.
I think she meant that her libido was dropping.
Donald, I cannot with you.
Why can't that be what it is? How come that can't be what it is?
So Amir freaks out during Donald's class and grabs a kidney and runs out. And that's not even a fantasy, I don't think.
No, that really happens, I guess. And Turk says you can't be running out of here with
kidneys.
Kidneys.
So the class hates that Cox has a favorite student that is Drew. And Cox's teaching is pretty wild. He's, again, talking about sexual harassment. He's really, really burning this Nikki Whelan, who plays the very attractive Australian student. He's really, really crushing her in the class, saying that he lists the things that he hates about her.
That shit was wild. It's a little out. Like, he called Elliot Barbie a lot.
Well, he called JD girls names too. He did. You know,
he did. But being like, you're too attractive to ever be taken seriously as a doctor. What is she supposed to do about that? That's just her face.
I know. It definitely felt like something that would not be on television today, him saying the things he says to her.
Yeah, this is not that long ago, too. That's the crazy thing. It's like, this is...
Yeah, but we've had a very big evolution since...
What year
is this, Joelle? I don't have it in front of me.
Are we 2010 now?
Yeah, so we've had a big evolution in 14 years.
14 years. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It feels like it's been 12 years, doesn't it? When somebody says 20 years ago, don't you automatically go 1980?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
20 years ago is 2004? That's insane. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's very insane.
Yeah.
Getting old, Donald.
Yeah, man.
Teachertainment made me laugh. I'm stuck up here.
I did laugh at that.
Listen, this whole sequence where JD's trying to teach from the tree and he calls it teachertainment. And he says, tell Turk, I'm stuck in the tree again, but this time there appear to be many bees.
Yes. Until the hospital campus security shows up. And then I'm like, what fucking show is this? What are we doing?
Well, they're trying what to are replace, we watching? They're trying to replace the janitor, obviously.
With a freaking dart, a tranquilized dart shooting security guard.
Yeah, I didn't get this.
And a golf cart.
Named Megan Fox? Come on.
He's got a gun named Megan Fox, and he says that he cuts the trank with diet soda so it's not too strong.
Ridiculous.
Very.
What the fuck happened, dude? Like, come on. Yo, in the words of Chris Rock in Beverly Hills Cop 2, what the fuck is this?
I think it's a broad, it's a broader, cleaner, digital with added grain version. And this is meant to be the janitor's replacement character.
Characters.
And they're definitely, they have a trank gun. I mean, they're going to shoot JD out of the tree.
And we haven't been introduced to these characters before. They just automatically show up.
Yeah.
I think in the second episode of season 9.
I think it was a bit of a hat on a hat, if you will. The one guy would have been plenty. Wendell Middlebrooks plays the security guard. He has passed away. He was a very funny man. I think he was doing a huge campaign at the time, right, Donald?
Miller High Life.
Oh, sorry, Miller High Life. That's how we probably found him.
No, I think that came out after he was on Scrubs. It was going at the same time. I remember we aired and that aired at the same time, right around the same time. Which was really
cool.
Was he
a stand-up or something? Joelle, will you look that up? I wonder what his background was, but he was very funny.
He's an actor and singer. Our younger viewers might remember him from The Suite Life on Deck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was only 36 when he passed. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
He was very young.
Yeah.
He might have been younger than us. That's the crazy thing.
I did laugh out loud when he said, come on, little white baby, jump into my arms.
And then you jump into his arms and you're like, it's like I'm being held by a big caramel.
A giant piece of caramel or something?
Yeah.
That sequence was very broad, but funny. And I like the idea that when Turk runs over, he's like, again?
Yeah. And then the new opening.
Yeah, the new opening again.
I'm sorry. I just have...
You're upset.
At this moment in the show, as I'm watching it, I was asking myself, what is this? This is not what we did before, obviously.
Mm-hmm. The tone is off.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be off, but what is the tone? What are we trying to establish here?
Definitely broader. I mean, even Carrie Bechet is playing the straight moments constantly broad. She, you know, with JD, obviously I was could be super broad, but like I would drop in and play real moments real. I think Carrie is playing, and it's not her fault, it's just what was created. She's playing a heightened reality at all times, I think.
Right. Well, because the reality now is very heightened also.
But she's just playing what the world that was created for her. She's a wonderful actress. And I believe in Northwestern grad, absolutely. Which makes me like her even more. But it's a heightened reality at all times. But okay. I noticed all the Blackberries. Did you see everyone's got a Blackberry? It's before iPhones.
I didn't wreck it. I didn't see that.
Well, whenever a Cox holds up his pictures of number one that he's forced
it's
to
on
send,
a BlackBerry.
It's on a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So Cole is at the ribbon cutting of the hospital. There's a picture on the wall. And so he says, you know, you can't do anything to me, Denise. My mom is lactose intolerant. which made me laugh. And he says that she's my wing mom. Now,
yeah.
I had this really, I thought that fucking wing mom fantasy was crazy and so funny. I had this moment just laughing because I was like, I don't remember that fantasy at all shooting it. And it's a very surreal experience to watch a fully produced, bizarre fantasy of yourself that you have no memory of doing. But JD in bed waiting for the wing mom to come in.
That made you laugh.
I giggled. Yeah, my hair was like slicked down.
Do you know what I giggled? I giggled at the
I say, sing to me, wing mom. Sing me to my dreams.
What's this? It's so weird. It's like American Angels almost. I was trying to catch if there was like a reference happening in here. It was so strange.
You mean Angels in America?
Angels in America, yes. Yes, yes.
It wasn't that, but it was.
It was not Angels in America, but just the scene where dude's in the bed. And the angel comes down, is like hovering over him, just visually from that moment.
I'll say this. The other fantasy made me laugh way more than that fantasy made me laugh. The fantasy with the Antonio Sabato Jr.
Yeah, you're jumping ahead, but that was very funny.
That was the highlight of the show for me, where I laughed my ass off. I was like, wow, that's fucking hilarious. They found the level of cheese and the level of like, it felt like a novel, right? Anyway.
It was supposed to be like a Lifetime movie or meets a romance novel.
Novel, yeah.
Yeah, and Antonio Sabato Jr. was very funny. He nailed it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll take a break, okay? So listen to these commercials and we'll be right back with something funny.
We'll be back!
Hey, listeners. It's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on kindsnacks.com today.
And we're back!
Do or do not. There is no try.
Agreed.
Sound exactly like him.
I do.
You're really good like that.
Force is strong with that voiceover. Anyway, so let's get back to the show that everybody calls. What is this show called again?
Scrubs Med School.
Scrubs Med School.
Yeah, let's get back to Scrubs Med School.
Cole makes this really weird mouth noise when he's...
Horrifying. A top three hateful sound. What is
happening? How can he not be inside? Like this, how does this get... Like, didn't Harvey Weinstein get punched in the face? Like, what the fuck, yo? Yes.
Well, this is a different era. This is before all of that. The world had a giant change.
Regardless, this is still douchebag material, man. Like, you know,
you're supposed to hate him, obviously. But now we watch it and go, well, he'd be fired. He'd be kicked out of the school.
Regardless, that's fucked up, bro.
Was this the same place where he said you need a little like this coal in your slaw? Gross.
This is what he makes, like a weird noise with his mouth.
He goes, that dude is dead. He's dead. His family dead. I want him put in the ground dead.
Oh my God.
Good fellas.
We learn that Lucy has never seen herself nude. She says she's been nude, but she never looked down.
The logistics of that are so tough.
It's very tricky.
It sounds like something Elliot would say.
And JD's like, wow, that's weird for a doctor, but okay. And then Todd is able to sense when a couple is doing it. Not only is he able to sense that they're doing it, but he's able to sense which clothing they have on. I mean, there's not even noises in the hallway, but he's like, he closes his eyes and he's like, socks off, pants on. He knows.
He knew.
He's got like the ability to sense.
He's the force. It's the force.
The sexual force.
Dun, dun. I sense someone having sex right now. Socks off. Dun, dun, dun. Pants on. Dun, dun, dun.
It's the sexual force.
The sexual force.
Oh my God.
Of the Todd.
Snoop Dogg resident makes an appearance, and he's not down to help Carrie Bechet with her mission. She's trying to help an alcoholic patient. We should just get back to a little bit of the storyline. Lucy's trying to help a patient, but she's too naive to know that the guy is a really horrible alcoholic. And Cox is saying, oh, there's no hope. He's going to be right back here. Just you wait. Donald's right. It's a little bit like the Sandy storyline in old Scrubs where he's always trying to steal pills.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Donald? Mm-hmm.
That's the exact storyline.
But this time JD's a part of it because JD also thinks that she needs to learn the hard lesson.
I did like that. And I saw that. I mean, I didn't necessarily see that part coming where JD's actually in on it. But I knew the outcome of the story. And I was like, if they change the outcome of the story, this isn't, then they're really fucking up the way Scrubs is supposed to be made. But when JD came in at the end and was talking about how he likes his money, how he likes his winnings, and he does it in her face too.
Yeah. That was an interesting character change for JD that we haven't seen before, that he's become as cynical as Cox in that regard. And he's doing it in her face, like you said, and it's a bet that she was wrong for helping him.
He was part. Yeah, he's. I'm gonna let's set this girl up. She is. Let's get her. Like literally, they had a powwow in Cox's office.
JD does give her the chance to try, but he feels that she needs to learn the lesson that he learned. That odds are that you can. Of course, you can root for people, but you can't invest in thinking they're going to turn their lives around every single time. You won't be able to continue. It's too hard as a doctor to think people are going to make the right choices.
Right. My wife always says to me when something happens, and statistically it always happens, she always says to me when I'm acting all surprised, I can't believe you're so surprised by all of this. To be emotionally invested in people the way she is invested in people at this early stage is very dangerous. And I think the fact that Cox and JD do this to her is in a lot of ways a great lesson. But it's very unrealistic. I don't think anybody would ever, it's television, I know, but I don't think anybody would ever go through this much to where she has a car wash and she had, you know what I mean? And You know,
that was a bit heightened too. Like, let's put on a car wash, and then the car wash turns into like an R-rated 80s movie.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, I don't know, man. At storytelling, I get the premise, because we've seen the story before. It's just, and it for me as a fan now of watching Scrubs, to see this, I can see, and I'm not dissing any of the actors, I'm not dissing any of the writers. It was a swing at something. But I could see why you would get upset watching this after knowing everything that came before.
You're empathizing with the fans who went, wait, this, you've missed the tone. You've it's right. A very hard tone to nail. And I think when you don't have Bill doing it, it can go off the rails.
It's a big swing and it's a big ask.
Tone is so tricky to nail, and it's a you can find with the width of a hair, you can fall one way wrong or one way right. And I think that all the things you're sensing are, there's funny things in this. I definitely laughed out loud a few times, but what you're sensing is like, oh, but it's shifted. It's there's something off with it. Car wash was another thing that wouldn't be in a TV show today. Like, let's get Nikki Whelan in a bikini and shower her with a hose.
But it's a dangerous lesson. That's getting back to it. It's a dangerous lesson that she has to learn. And the way they go about it, although the lesson lands at the end, is really cavalier and for these older professionals to, I don't know.
Can I ask you, so do you feel like this is an appropriate evolution for JD, who we've seen struggle under Dr. Cox for so many years, to just be like, I just want a hug. I just want you to acknowledge that we do have like this positive relationship, that I mean something to you. To then the first student who sort of takes him seriously and confides in him to pull a joke on her. I personally, I understand from a experienced veteran at this point to be like, hey, you have to experience pain because it's coming at you no matter what. And you have to toughen up. Like, you can't be this vulnerable all the time. But I also was like, man, I'm not sure if this is how I feel the JD I've known for 8 seasons would handle teaching this lesson.
But I don't even think Cox would handle it this way.
Well, you know, no, that I mean? Feels very Coxian.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know.
Because he kind of did the same thing with the guy with the pills, right? With JD. He was
no,
like,
all he did, no, all he did was let him go do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He never was like, you know, do a car wash, do a such and such. You know what I mean? It just got bigger than the hospital is what happened. And that's when it kind of fucked with me a little bit. You know what I mean? Thought. Where it's like, yeah. All right, you know, she's now on her college campus. The security guards from the college campus is helping out. Like, all for a patient. It just, I don't know, man. It got real big in a story that has been told before. And this didn't need to be the A storyline. This could have been the B storyline. And the A storyline could have been Joe and fucking Fonzie. I thought that shit was fucking hilarious. The fucking, you know, if Joe and Fonzie had a television show together, how much, you know what I mean? I like that. Well, I would watch a show with Fonzie and a gremlin. That was funny to me. You know,
y'all,
I mean,
improv singing was brilliant.
Yeah. Let's do it higher. That shit was fucking hilarious. This part, this is just for me. If we're going to explore new characters and we're going to explore new things, we can't do old storylines with the same, with new characters and stuff like that. And I feel like that's what we're doing.
I think we've dwelled on this enough. French Laundry was the restaurant I was trying to think of, y'all.
Oh, that's the obvious one. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, French Laundry. Great.
Gotcha.
JD and Turk didn't meet over a Bloomin' Onion. Everyone who knows Scrubs knows they met in the dorm room when JD had a mullet and Turk had a flat top, what do you call it? Fade?
High top fade. Yeah.
There was a wizard hat involved, I believe. So this really breaks lore, saying that we met over a Bloomin' Onion, and I don't like that it was said. Whoever wrote that should have done a rewatch of all 8 seasons of Scrubs.
The lore master on hand.
Okay, so Kelso's, as Donald said, is at the bar, and he gives a little bit of advice to Drew, saying you can't wall yourself in. You got to look for a partner. You shouldn't isolate yourself. He says that while trying to bring a cougar home. He's on a hunt to find some ladies.
I did laugh at "Eat it, Mr. Nickerson," and R.I.P. I did laugh at that. Okay. I laughed out loud at that show.
Then we have the very elaborate fantasy Donald mentioned with Antonio Sabato Jr., and it's a Lifetime movie. And
you were looking pretty ripped in that. With the
by the way, when I did you like my I'm what's it called? I'm being Fabio. I've got long flowing hair on.
And then Nacho Bros. That was funny.
Yeah, you like him because he gave you nachos.
That's what we like, right? That's why we like.
That's why you're friends, because he gave you leftover bar food. And the episode ends with Kelso is about to hook up with Cole's mom.
Perfect revenge.
Yeah, that's nice revenge. I hope that plays out.
How not?
No, it's not. He needed that in his life. The perfect revenge is Cole getting kicked out of that fucking school. But he has to evolve. And by the end of it, I'm sure Cole is going to be a loved character.
Yeah.
But right now, he's the most hated person in the history of school. He's more hated than It's Like a Baguette.
Yeah. Well, that guy was just an ass kisser. He wasn't sexually harassing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to break. And when we come back, Joelle, do we have some callers to listen to?
We have a voicemail to listen to today. That's pretty great.
Great. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, listeners. It's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
And we're back!
All right, Joelle, go ahead.
Daniel's queuing us up. Thanks, Daniel.
Here we go.
Hi, fake doctors and Joelle. I watched episode 2 of season 9 for the first time, and I am pleased and surprised to say I did not totally hate it. I am going to try to get this into 2 minutes or less. I've got highlights and lowlights for you. First highlight was Kelso's cameo, perfectly crass. Definitely would have gotten him canceled in 2024, but I still loved it. Cox is back to being himself in a way that wasn't egregious. I'm aware that Cox is an egregious human being, but in episode one, it felt like he was doing Cox, like shouting, you know, this is my character. And in episode two, he was back to being Cox. All of the interactions with JD and Turk are always great. JD is back to calling Dr. Cox either Dr. Cox or Perry Cox. He's not calling him Perry, which I did not like in episode one. And the last highlight, surprisingly, is Drew. Very surprisingly, because I don't like these interns, but Drew still feels like a developing character. He's also a conventionally handsome, confusing white male, and the 22-year-old in me will always find that attractive and appealing, but because he's still developing, he's still interesting to watch. So those are my highlights. Lowlights, essentially the other interns. Cole, I like Dave Franco as an actor, so it's not him, it's this character. Sad Face Girl, whose name I just can't remember, and Denise. Sad Face Girl, I've decided that all three of them are not characters. They're caricatures of the missing cast members. Sad Face Girl is Elliot. She's the people pleaser in Elliot without the snark or the humor. She literally said, "What the French," when scared. And Elliot would say, "What the frick?" But that was way funnier, and Elliot's delivery was always better. Cole is obviously the overtly sexual bonehead part of Todd. But Todd was dense and self-absorbed in a way that was clueless and not mean. Cole is mean. And Denise is, she's like the wall that Carla puts up, but she's missing the friendship that Carla is able to extend. Denise is the girl who's like, "I can't be friends with girls because girls are super catty," and then proceeds to be catty to every girl she meets and shotgun beers at a party to prove that she's cool with boys. They feel like caricatures that are being shoved down our throats to make up for the cast members that we're missing. So that's why I think I don't like them and why I still think I'm not going to enjoy the rest of the season, even though now I am going to finish watching it. I'm over my 2-minute time limit. I do apologize. I hope you guys are having fun. I love the podcast. And Joelle, you and I are officially besties. Bye.
Obviously, I love Tamika.
That was so great. Wow.
Yeah, Tamika's a teacher, and she had only ever watched episode one. I missed her initial voicemail for episode one, so I wrote her. I was like, "Please watch episode two. Your first voicemail is so, like, she's such a great analyst." And I was like, "Could you do that for episode two?" She was like, "I'll have to show, I think it's her Spanish class, the episode in Spanish, so she could watch it in enough time before she had to go on a trip."
That's hilarious.
So she did she got
Tamika did such a good job. She should do it. We should have it now to Tamika, and we have Tamika. We have Tamika analyze each episode of season nine. I like everything she said. I agree that the characters are a bit extreme caricatures and not as lovable as the original squad.
That's true.
Well said.
Thanks, Tamika. You're great.
Well, I really enjoyed what she said, because she said what I was thinking.
Yeah, in a really articulate, smart way.
Yeah,
so thank
you,
Tamika.
Very smart way.
Joelle, we need your submissions, guys.
Well, there's another submission, isn't there?
Or
is that
no, there's just one this week. Just one this week. Okay. Tamika's so great. She gave us positives and negatives, and I thought I wanted to highlight an example of what a pristine, epic voicemail sounds like. She did it in 2.5 minutes, technically supposed to be under three, so she hit it. No need to apologize, Tamika. You did great. You can send your voicemails to us at scrubsiheart@gmail.com. If you can put the episode number in the subject line, that's really helpful for me. It'll help us spot you. We are listening to everything that comes through, but just so we can get you guys organized in a neat and orderly way, that'll be helpful. But yeah, hit us up at scrubsiheart, why you love or hate an episode of season nine, preferably one that's not already aired, because I can't do anything with that.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you, Joelle. This was a great experience. Donald, we know how you feel.
Like, and wait, but I don't want to listen. I know a lot of you out there going to be like, "Donald, all you did was hate on this show today." I want you to understand, I enjoyed the time with the four of you. with the three of you.
The audience will be happy to know that Donald is in his classic Mickey Mouse hoodie.
You will see it, I'm sure. Listen, and I get to see your faces. Zach, you look like an R&B singer like John B right now with your shoulders out. I'm waiting for you to sing a freaking a song or two.
John B.
Who's John B?
Yeah, I don't know.
John B.
Sexy R&B singer from
he was an R&B singer, white R&B singer who would sing songs like "Don't Say that you'll never do it. You know you'd be the first one. He sang that one. And then you're my angel. He was a babyface artist, actually. Somebody mm-hmm. who babyface would write music for. And he had a few hit songs back in the early 2000s. And that's what you look like. You look like you're about to dance with NSYNC, baby.
It's a beautiful day outside, so I'm going to go enjoy some sunlight. Donald, tell the audience when to watch your hit TV show.
You can watch it every Tuesday. Same day that our podcast comes out, Extended Family airs on NBC at 8:30, 7:30 Central.
Amen.
And then you can stream it the next day on Peacock.
And please check out my new film, French Girl, everybody. It's out. You can get it wherever you get on-demand movies, like Apple, Amazon, whatever service you like. It's available. It's very cute and funny and romantic, and I know you'll love it.
Guys, ooh, if we get online right now and each watch The French Girl, we could put that shit to number one on iTunes, on Apple TV. Let's freaking band together as a group of freaking listeners.
And
we've been together for how many years now, people? How many years have we been together for?
Four years.
4 years. Now is time to freaking show up and let's make this movie.
Listen, Donald, I know you don't watch things, but you will actually really love this movie. You'll laugh out loud.
Right on. Well, let's get it going. Let's get everybody on board to freaking watch The French Girl, Zach's movie.
Just French Girl, no the.
There's no the, believe it or not. French Girl, well, it's all right.
French Girl.
Vanessa Hudgens,
like Facebook.
Zach Braff, you'll love it.
Mm. Sounds great. Oh, I have one more announcement. I'll insert the website later, but we have a sweepstakes for the backpack giveaway. That's how iHeart says we should do it. We should do a sweepstakes. So there will be a website.
iHeartRadio.com/FDRF. So the initials of this show, Fake Doctors, Real Friends, F as in Frank, D as in Doctor, R as in Richard, F as in Frank, again, iHeart.com/FDRF. You must enter before the last day of April, I believe. So just go to iHeart.com/F as in Frank, D as in Doctor, R as in Richard, F as in Frank to win the sweepstakes. Get yourself a Scrubs backpack today.
Go to that website and you can enter for a chance to win the backpack. It looks amazing. It's got Zach and Donald's face in front of it. It's beautiful. It's sturdy. I love my backpack.
Well made.
It's sturdy. I actually want one of these, but I'm going to give this one away to the fans.
Yes.
How funny would it be if I wore this around town?
It'd be very funny.
That'd be the weirdest thing ever, bro. That'd be the weirdest.
You guys got to go back to Disney and wear matching backpacks with your faces on it.
All right, love you guys. Cool. Count us out.
Bye.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that we all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.